Welcome, everybody. Shir number 894. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, I just want to backtrack a little. We started, okay, it's like this. We started the Simen Resh Tes Vav, which talks about answering Amen. Again, we left out some bits and pieces, Resh Ches, here and there. We have to go back to certain things. But I just want to get into this a little bit. Resh Tes Vav talks about the halachas of answering Amen, which come up constantly, right? We're not talking about now. We spoke about a while back in reference to Netilas Yadayim, when to answer Amen, when you could be mafsek. But now this Resh Tes Vav just talks about the halachas of Amen itself. And it's important to know, because if a person just say, you could have something called Amen Yesayma, there's various different types of Amens that could be problematic if not said at the right time. Okay, but be it as it may. So we spoke about last time if somebody says Amen to their own bracha, and then what about if you finish, let's say for example, you finish together with the Chazin, and do you still say Amen? You finish the same bracha, or possibly a different bracha when it's in shul, or so on. Okay, so just backtracking a minute. An interesting yisoid in reference to saying Amen after your own bracha. Now we know, we said last time you don't do that, right? I make a shahakal on my soda. I don't answer Amen after my own bracha. It's not supposed to be done. Okay, but now the question is, there are certain times that we do end off with Amen, and I just want to read from the Mechabit, so it's a little bit of a machloik. It's the Mechaber Arma in Simen Resh Tes Vav, as they open up the Simen. In Ayna Amen Achaber Chosav, like we said, just reading from the Mechaber, you don't say Amen after your bracha, Ela Achas Shtei Brachas, a Yosef Shem Soif Brachas. Okay, so what does that mean exactly? When is that? So according to the Mechaber, we're going to see in a minute, the Ramah holds like, not like that. According to the Chama, you say after Yishtabach Amen, on your own bracha. We're talking about on your own bracha. Also, after Yehalalucha, from Hallel. And also Shema Amar Yisrael Lo'ad, also Amen. Those who say it. So the question is, comes along the Ramah and says, good, if I say Yishtabach, I'm davening Pesukah de Zimra, I say Yishtabach, right? So I should say Amen after I finish Yishtabach, right? If I hear somebody else say Amen, okay, so I answer if it's by itself. But on my own Yishtabach, I should say Amen. And what about when I finish in Mariv, Hashem Amar Yisrael Lo'ad, I should say Amen? No, so the Ramah says, no, that's not the minig, we don't do that. V'yesh Oimrim, says the Ramah, she'ein oinin Amen rak achar birchas boinu Yerushalayim. We only say Amen after, in general, the minig is to say Amen only after boinu Yerushalayim. We say boinu Yerushalayim, Amen, in benching. Okay. And we will just go through again what the reason was for that. We saw birchas amaz. V'chein aminig pashik b'medinas elu v'ein l'shanis. That's how a minig. Even though the Mechaber says to say it at the end of Yishtabach, at the end of Hallel, and at the end of Shem Amar Yisrael Lo'ad. But we don't do that. We just say it at the end of boinu Yerushalayim. So now it's just explaining, going to the Mishnah Berurah a minute, what is this all about? Why only those certain places? Why, right? Why? In other words, the Mechaber said there's a minhag to say Amen after certain brachas. Why only Yishtabach and Halil and Shem Amar Yisrael Lo'ad? What does that have to do with anything? Hainu Acha, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kut and Beis. Hainu Acha, Bircha Shem Amar Yisrael Lo'ad. And also by Kabbalah Shabbos, when we say it, Taperi Sukkah Shalem, okay, and so on. Shugemar Birchas Krishma, that's the end of Birchas Krishma. Oy Acher Birchas Bani Rishlaim. Why we say it after Birchas Bani Rishlaim? Because that's the end of also Shugemar Shalosh Birchas Rishonos Shehem Min HaTorah. It's ending off a subject. It's ending off a lump sum of Brachas. In other words, Bashem Amar Yisrael Lo'ad, you're finishing off Birchas Krishma, right? So we say Amen. Again, it's not our minig, but according to the Mechaber, by benching, we do say Amen after Bani Rishlaim. Why? Because we spoke about last time, because it finishes off the first three brachas of benching, which are Min HaTorah, and we want to show a distinction. Now we're moving on to the brachas, which are the Rabbanan, HaTov, Meitav, and so on. V'loy Achar brachas Rishonis, the Arvis, the Shachris. All the other brachas, we don't say Amen on our own bracha. Those who have the minig. In other words, nobody has a minig to say Amen on other brachas. It's only on those few brachas that we said. She'af shem shtei brachas, even though you might have two brachas together, and it has to be, says Mishbura, end of a end of an inyan. Okay, v'main loy shayach ela b'gemaris v'sila k'inyan. To say a main on somebody's own bracha, if there's such a minig, when there's such a minig, worst case scenario will be only if you're finishing off a subject. Okay, now. But like we saw, the minig, at least of the Ashkenazim, is that we don't say, we only finish it off by Boini Yerushalayim. That's when we do say Amen. And we spoke about those halachas, how to work with that Amen. But the other ones we don't do. Okay, now, but the question is interesting that the question comes up down. Now we said another thing. If let's say I finish a bracha, in davening, for whatever reason, right? I finish, let's say I'm saying Birchas HaShachar, give me an example. And I finish a Brach Shlois HaNigoy, let's say, right? And the Chazan also is saying Brach Shlois HaNigoy. I'm just giving an example. That's not, you try and do it separate times, but, or let's say Baruch Sheyomar would be a good example also, by Baruch Sheyomar, because we don't have, so by Baruch Sheyomar I'm finishing, and I finish Baruch Sheyomar, and the Chazan also finishes Baruch Sheyomar at the same time. So then if it happens at the same time, we don't say Amen, right? We spoke about we don't Amen, because it looks like that I'm answering to my own bracha, Amen. But if the Chazan finishes a different bracha, and I'm finishing, let's say I'm finishing Baruch Sheyomar, right? I'm finished the bracha by Baruch Sheyomar, and the Chazan is finishing Yishtabach, something like that, or some other bracha, right? So then I could answer Amen to his bracha, right? Because I'm not, it doesn't look like I'm answering Amen to my bracha. It's only whereby the Chazan is finishing off the same bracha as me. Ba tells us in Mishmur, interesting point. So like those we said. Okay, so now he says, he explains it, but a little bit complicated from the Mishbura. I just want to read it from the Dirshu. In Ois 3, he says, Im Saim Yachad HaChazin, Bebirchas, let's say, the, for example, Hallel, or Yishtabach, okay, or by Shem Yamei Yisrael Awad, whereby the Mechaber said that we say Amen after our own bracha, which is, not, again, it's not our minig, but it's a machlekes, not our minig, said the Ramah. But he says, so we don't say Amen after those brachas, we only say by Bani Yishlaim, but nevertheless, because Makam, he says, which he's bringing down from Simon Nun Aleph, Sheba Oifin, Kazer, Rashai Lanes Amen, Sheyachal Lismai Chadash, Sheba Oifin, Kazer, Rashai Lanes Amen, if I finish together with the Chazan, Sheyachal Lismai Chadasa Arbe Paiskim, Aserim Kadasa Shulchan Aksha, Birchas Elu Oine Af Acha Birchas Atzmai. So in other words, if I finish together Yishtabach, together with the Chazan, or I finish together Hallel, or if I'm finishing together Shema Mei Yisrael Awad, together with the Chazan, even though I don't answer Amen if we finish the same bracha together, me and the Chazan, in those three cases I would, because even though I don't answer Amen afterwards on my own bracha, but I'm answering to the Chazan, so there would be, and since the Mechaber says anyways to say Amen over there, even though it's not Amenic, but so therefore it does not look like that I'm answering Amen to my own bracha. Okay, so I just want to end off with the Eitzra Halachas, how he brings it down. In our Siman Reish says Vav, Eis Beis, clearing it up very very simple. Af HaNehagim, he says again in Eis Beis, Af HaNehagim Kedas Ramah, even though our minig is like the Ramah, Shaloi La'anais Amen Acher Birchas Atzman, that we do not answer Amen after our Rambrach, Rak Acher Bani Yerushalayim, only when by benching by Bani Yerushalayim, because Makan, nevertheless, as Eitzra Halachas, Im Husayim Yishtabach, if somebody finishes Yishtabach, Oi Yahalucha, which in other words, Hallel, Oy Shememai Yisrael Awad, B'Shava Im Chaveray, they finish it together, either with the Chazin or they're finishing it together with their friend, right? I'm finishing the bracha, I'm finishing Yishtabach, and I hear my friend say finishing it also, right? So I want to say Amen after his bracha, but it's the same bracha as mine. We said you're not supposed to do that, right? But in those three cases, again, Yishtabach, Hallel, and Shememai Yisrael Awad, B'Mariv, it's Mutalan, it's Amen al Birchas Chaveri. You could answer Amen on your friend's bracha. Or the Chazan's bracha, even though you're finishing at the same time and it looks like that you're finishing it together, but since it's a machlokes and the Mechaber says anyways to say Amen, so therefore it would not be a problem in that case. But he finishes off, a bracha, but if you finish together with your friend, a different bracha, v'chaverisim achav bracha achas, bracha sacheris, right? You make one bracha and your friend finishes a different bracha, is mutter lanais achrav amim b'cholini. Then it's no problem. I finish one bracha, I finish, let's say, yishtabach, right? V'mzim eze bracha, v'chaverisim bracha sacheris, and my friend is finishing baruch sheyomer, let's say. So then I could answer, amen, that's no problem. It's two different brachas, mutter lanais amim achrav amim b'cholini, even though I just finished the bracha of yishtabach, I'm answering amen, but it's going on his bracha and not on mine, so that will be fine. Okay, we'll stop over here. Thank you for listening. Aslachim, bracha, goltuv.